Exceptionally, I'm having a really late breakfast. It's 11 o'clock in the morning, and I've just only come back from swimming. I swim at the Tuitingbeek Lido every morning. It is the biggest pool in Europe. It's 100 yards long, and it is not heated. And I swim all year round, and it's just so invigorating. But what I love best after my swim, in the showers already, I dream of putting Sylvia on, pulling a cup of coffee to accompany me with my toast. And today is just that. And I had the luxury of still having some Monmouth espresso coffee beans left. And I pulled an exquisite shot. You know, not because I pulled it, but the bean is great. The bean is in its optimum window. It's creamy. It's still got all the goodness in the beans. Because, you know, if beans get too old, they lose all their gases. They lose all their flavor. They lose all the intricacy that's hidden in that bean that only comes out when it's extracted, either through an espresso machine or through a filter. Anyway, I'm really savoring this flat white that I made, and it's just the aftertaste is just so, so lovely. I'm having another sip because I just want to be able to describe this lingering taste that just stays with you. It's warming, it's comforting. In the mouth, it's just very mellow. It's got sweetness as well, but that might be the rice milk, although the rice milk is unsweetened, but it has a kind of a natural sweetener in it. Not overpoweringly so. I mean, you really still feel the bean coming through. And it's just a very smooth, warming, comforting feeling and experience that you get. And taste-wise, it's got sweetness. And it's got, there's no single trace of bitterness, not even at the tail end of one sip. And what stays in the mouth is just, something I really like to equate coffee to, because I don't like equating coffee to bitterness. And this definitely is not bitter at all. It's rounded, it's full, it's just lovely. And I feel really fortunate. Monmouth are a great roasting company. And we're spoiled for choice here in London. And I said before that All Press has become one of my favorite at the moment. But now that I've had Monmouth for the past couple of days, my palate is so used to it. And the first sip I do is not kind of one that longs for an All Press. It's one that's familiar with a Monmouth and happy to have a Monmouth in my mouth.